Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling magnificent, strong, black, and powerful, ready to represent for my peoples. All day, every day, check the resume. I live these words, it's not just wordplay. Time to lift enough, live with power and strength. So without hesitation, I shoot my gift. I do this for the love and not for the fame. By keeping it real and staying true to the game. That's why I'm always brainstorming, always in hustle mode. Always on top of my game, throwing these lyrical body blows. Back in the day, I used to write battle rhymes all the time. Now the only thing I'm battling is this messed up system that's trying to stop my people from listening to the realness. Afraid they might feel this and take off some skinny jeans. Put back on the red, black, and green. And elevate themselves to be kings and queens, the natural being. And live out their purpose to the fullest extreme. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. And we manifest the movement by any means.
For the love, yes I do.
I'm hard on these beats cause it's hard on these streets. But if I can't rock these beats, I don't wanna rock at all. If I can't elevate my people, then I take the fall. See, I ain't trying to waste your time and I ain't trying to waste mine. So every time I spit, lyrically divine. Just wanna use what the Most High gave me to keep my people like that mental slavery. I recognize the system ain't designed for us, so naturally they wanna see us self-destruct. But we rising above, changing our whole perspective. Even the peace and love movement has been resurrected. But we ain't just talking just to be talking. We show improve through our daily moves, taking our stand for the righteous and truth. So for the young nation, elevation, and elevation without hesitation. Peace and blessings for every situation. The world is yours with hard work and dedication. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. And we manifest a movement by any means.
For the love, yes I do.
Love and the passion and not just the fashion. Now watch the positive flow become a chain reaction. No tricks up the sleeve, no hocus pocus. All I see and just keep the sight focused. Skin is black but there's no handicap. Still walking the path of the right and exact. Living what I'm speaking is truth that I'm seeking. Suckers creeping and sleeping, but I keep reaching for success. Elevating to my best. Shooting the gift because I'm blessed with this. I see I'm black and I'm proud, you call me prejudice. I'm walking the straight path, learning the real math. Master blast and never last. I speak truth while others speak trash. The path I'm walking is not hypocritical. I manifest the physical, lyrical, and the spiritual. The new and improved, we show improved to the young, the old, the new. The red, black, the green, the red, white, the blue. The brothers, the sisters, the body, the crew. Whoever, just dropping daily jewels to keep your mind together. This ain't hate music, it's love supreme. And we manifest the movement by any means.
Of Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. I am your host, Mr. Forrest J. Nance. And I'd just like to say welcome. Hope everybody had a nice week. And yes, there is a heat wave, but I hope everybody stay cool and safe. Relax now. And whatever you do, make sure you have those pen impaired ready out there, all right, because basically the purpose of me, once again, starting and creating this podcast is to motivate, to create something that will motivate you to try something that not only will impact you and make you feel good, but basically to bring knowledge and sustenance into your life. All right, I try to bring people that will be impactful, give you a message, because aren't we all trying to get to know a little bit more than what we knew yesterday? Of course we are. So once again, the name of the podcast is called Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. If you have any questions, my master technician, Mr. Jay Sean, will let me know, and feel free to ask some questions. But I know most of the time, most of you guys out there like to listen, but I have a very intelligent podcast audience. But sometime, every now and then, if something is perplexing or if we put something out there and you feel like maybe we didn't do our homework, or maybe you might want to coincide with things that we're talking about, then it would be very much appreciated, okay, if you hit the number one button, if you haven't already, and then that means that my technician can tell me, hey, Far, someone has a question they'd like to pose, because we all learn something from each other. I don't know it all. You may know something I don't know. But that would be very profound and very helpful if you bring it to the forefront, to the light. In fact, maybe we might piggyback, and I may be able to book a host. I'm the host. Book a guest for my podcast that might be not only entertaining to you, but, like I said, impactful and gainful to your knowledge. Something that you may want to get to know a little better, a topic that you may want to get to know something more about. The person might be very profound in their particular field. Anyway, we're going to get to certain things, because last week we started a little late, but now, being on time with coming to you guys, I didn't have a chance because I had basically three people. And by the way, Miss Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine, she'll be on next week. All right, she went to the beach with her support group today, so she will be on next Saturday. All right, and for you guys that know anyone that basically might need some type of, I would say, direction. All right, like to know certain things about people who might be visually impaired, blind, all right? Well, that's why we bring on Miss Crystal Allen, because she's a wealth of knowledge and information, and she knows quite a bit in terms of what and where to go and who to see and things like that. And I'm sure we all have people in our family. As we get a little older, we don't see like we used to. And for those who have the same, basically, vision that we had years ago, that's a blessing. So everybody has a challenge in life, all right? And Miss Crystal Allen, I told her she's a godsend. She basically gives people what they need to know and points them in the direction. And with her support group, they impact each other, because I'm telling you, sometimes they always give stories to tell up there. Some people were contemplating suicide, and some people thought it was the end of the world, but due to the fact that they can interact with each other and they can talk to people who have the same type of affliction that they have, they have basically risen above such bad ideas and thoughts, all right, because we're all put here for a purpose. And like I said, it's a challenge in life, but you never give up the will to live and to enjoy life. Anyhow, these are some of the points that I like to talk about. Now, like I said, I'm gonna do a shout out to all the people basically that are my supporters, they're my sponsors. All right, and like I said, I'm headquartered here in Newark, New Jersey. I like to give give a shout out first and foremost to my podcast audience. I have people I know that tune in from Arizona, New York, the three boroughs over there, Staten Island, Queens, and Manhattan. This I know for sure. All right. And my family out there, shout out to the Anderson family. I'd like to give a shout out to Ms. Dawn Lewis Roberts, who is a very good friend and very helpful. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Ms. Deborah. All right, for the she's going to be my guest sometime in September. All right, from the Trailblazers. I don't want to put something in front of that. I just know it's Trailblazers, but she'll be on, and she'll give you her take on what it is basically that her organization represents. All right, so Ms. Deborah, if you're listening, hey, she'll be on. And shout out to Ms. Deborah. Also, like I said, Ms. Crystal Allen, I'd like to give a shout out to her. I don't know if I gave my man TJ the number, but TJ, if you're listening, shout out to my man TJ. Also, Ms. Myrna Woolard, and also Ms. Joyce Steed, if y'all listening tonight. Peace and blessings to you and the family out there. All right? Brother Robert Slade. All right? And if I missed anybody, well, hey. Now, just for future reference, family, when I'm on the podcast talking, and if there's something, like I said, you think that I can invite a guest that you might be interested in wanting to hear, let me give you my cell phone number, and you could text me with a request. All right, you got them pad and pens ready? Well, here we go, 973-375-4425. Repeat, 973-375-4425. That's my cell. Okay, you can text me and say, hey, Forrest, I'm in your podcast audience. Do you have anyone in this particular field that you'd like to bring on? I'm going to be very much interested. Or, guess what? If you could recommend somebody that might be interested in coming on my podcast, that would be a blessing too. No problem. Leave a way for me to get in contact with them. Be very, very impactful. I would appreciate it very much. And like I said, shout out to my family out there. Shout out to Blueberry Cafe, Central Avenue, the vegan spot here in Newark, New Jersey. All right. Brother Patrick Payne, all right, the photographer. He's on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. You can look him up. If you guys need good photography work done, you know somebody getting married or something, pass the man for the job. Douglas says, all right, he's a fashion extraordinaire. He knows how to make clothes. He's a tailor to the utmost. Anything that you want made or done, all right, it'll fit you real snug. So if you ain't been doing your push-ups over there, all right, especially the guys, and staying in shape, all right, then if you got to make something a little oversized, no problem. Douglas says it's the man for the job when it comes to tailor clothes, all right. And also, the music that you hear, my man Rev, R-E-V, and Gino, G-E-N-O, all right? They're on Facebook. I understand now we have different avenues of music that we all listen to. I got Sirius XM over here. But some people don't, I mean, they want their own personalized music. They want something made up. Well, this is the man that can custom make your CD to what you want to hear, all right? So, here's my topic. Now, you know what? I was listening to Aretha Franklin and the Queen of Soul. Now, first of all, nobody can say anything bad about Aretha. Loved Aretha. Grew up on Aretha, all right? And guys, you know, Aretha looked good when she was young. I mean, she still looked good in her older age. But something told me just to Google Aretha. Because I was just interested, because one time I saw a picture with Aretha with a cigarette in her hand, I was like, whoa, you know, because, you know, for most singers, they tell you this taboo, but Aretha, when I Googled it, I asked, was she a smoker, because I remember seeing her, I think one time on TV, she said she had gave it up for the last 4 or 5 years, but it said her two main hobbies. Now, listen to this, family, and this fits the criteria because, unfortunately, the Queen of Soul passed away from pancreatic cancer, all right? And that's something that I'm familiar with because when I was 19, my mother passed away. She had pancreatic cancer. She was a smoker. But it said her two favorite hobbies were smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. I'm like, whoa, Now, y'all know that's a lot of smoking. 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and whenever she had a meal, she had to have meat at her meal. Now, we all knew that Aretha, before she passed, she gained some weight. You could tell by looking at her. Aretha was up there, all right? So that's not a good combination, you know, smoking and you know, gaining all that weight, because it puts a burden on your heart. It's not good. It's not me saying that. It's just modern medicine say that. Your doctor tell you that. It puts you on a protocol to try to lose some weight. If you don't have the discipline and the will to do it, well, hey, we're all the victims of the choices we make in life, okay? You have to have that discipline. I know I do. You know, like I said, I'm 64. I work out every day, all right? I got my equipment here. I'm going back to the gym when I turn 65 because Silver Sneakers with Medicare will pay for my gym membership. I've been paying for gym membership since 1986. I'm done, all right? So, family, and especially you guys out there, all right, get to pushing, okay? You ain't got to do as many as me, but start doing something, all right? Find a track, walk around, do the right thing by your body, okay? So I wanted to say that about Aretha. Now, also, you remember, since we're on the line of singers, remember Eddie Kendricks? I had a chance to see Eddie, and you know, he's a legend, you know, with the Temptations. I saw him in 1981. He came out in a club we had in North. For the people that are local here, remember Zanzibar? This brother named Chris Barnes had promoted him, brought him in. And I was like, wow, Eddie Kendricks, my man who helped make the Temptations, you know. He died from lung cancer. And for those of us who can remember of a certain age, and by the way, young people, just listen, all right, because you'll have your time to tell your story when you reach my age. But I always invite young people in, not to tell you what to do, but just to give you the benefit of the wisdom and the experience that us older folks have, you know, went through. Because there was a time when we were just like you. Our aunts and uncles were talking to us, and sometimes we heeded the message, and sometimes we didn't. But I'm here to say, you know what? They were right. With their flaws, because everybody's not perfect. There's no one that's perfect except one person. That's the Most High. And y'all know who that is. Whatever you name him, the Most High created everything. So that's perfection right there. Okay, I look for the beauty in everything. But getting back to Eddie, and then remember, when I was young, remember that guy? It was a white guy. He used to come on. His name was Morton Downey Jr. And he used to always have a cigarette in his hand, right? And he was smoking. I remember one time, one of the people in his audience said, "Don't you think you smoke too much?" He took a long drag out of the cigarette, put it out, and lit up another one. Well, I looked him up. He passed away. He was 68 years of age, all right, lung cancer, all right? Also, remember the Twilight Zone? I'm talking about the original moderator, Rod Sterling. Heart disease. Remember he always had a cigarette in his hand when he was talking about the Twilight Zone and the Martians when they landed on Earth, all right? So, yeah, he had a heart attack. He had 2 heart attacks. And if you look up cigarette smoking, heart attacks, guess what? It will give you blood clots in the long run and will clog your arteries or thicken your blood. Well, hello, once the blood is not thin, that can cause a heart attack. All right? So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you got a habit like that, which you should never have started, but hey, like I said, nobody's perfect, try to quit if you can. That's my point. All right. Also, all right, on my list here, all right, I'd like to dedicate this podcast evening to Mr. Glenn Ford from Black Agenda Report. He passed away. The brother had cancer. He was 71 years of age. And now Glenn Ford originally was from Plainfield, New Jersey. And if anybody doesn't know who Glenn Ford is, well, then, you know, that's just so unfortunate because the brother, he was always on some type of mission when it came to our culture and reporting what needed to be reported. So, once again, rest in peace, all right, and may the Most High grant in paradise, Mr. Glenn Ford. And also, the second person, Cori Bush, the lady who was elected out of Michael Brown, the young boy who was assassinated by the police department out there in Ferguson, all right. She was elected. She's in Congress, all right. And remember now, they had a moratorium on rent. And now, this just goes to show you. See, I said this in my previous podcast. I don't believe there's any difference between Republicans and Democrats. I think it's all an illusion, all right? It really is, because guess what? Biden, when he was running for president, I remember him saying that he was going to make sure that everybody got taken care of, the rent, there was a freeze. Well, it was about to run out, and guess what? The Democrats are about to go on vacation. Cori Bush, if you guys have been keeping up with the news, she slept because she was homeless for a while. She had three children. She was staying out, living out of a car. She slept on the steps along with Presley, the squad they call them, and the Muslim sister. All right, they slept on the steps out there at the Capitol. They say, "Oh no, we cannot do that." And then, if it wasn't for her, some people would have been like really butt out, all right, of the rent that would help sustain them and their families. So, I take my hat off, I tip my head to Representative Cori Bush. Don't we need more representatives like her? Because most of them are usually bought and paid for. But that sister is a winner. She's a trooper. All right? So we're going to dedicate this podcast to those two. All right? Now, the other thing I would like to talk about, did you guys see 60 Minutes last Sunday? Did you see the robot that was created? They had a robot. He was dancing to the music by the Contours, the Mashed Potato. Now, y'all know that's old school. But the robot had legs. I'm not talking about wheels. The robot was dancing. And then the dude, Anderson Cooper from CNN, he was doing an interview with the guy who made the robot. And now check this out. Now, y'all know. Y'all know that's where we headed. So I just hope whatever you're going to school for, or whatever expertise you got, I hope that basically, that you, whatever you do, it won't need a robot. Because Cooper asked the guy the question. He said, this is going to put a lot of people out of work because this robot costs $75,000. That's like you and I giving somebody a penny for some of these corporations, all right? And when it comes to, all right, this robot, they can work 16 hours straight, which means, guess what? No lunch break. And we all know how corporate is. They're all about a profit. So do you think they mind putting, what, $1 million to the side to load up their warehouses with robots? Of course, accessories are separate, they said. And then they asked this guy, well, Mark, is this going to be taking people's jobs? He said, Yeah, but, see, don't care. He's looking to make money selling the robots. You see, that's why the people, basically, most of them, there might be an exception to the rule, but very rare. You have to point me in the direction of a person like that. They're psychopaths. It's all about the money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You know how that record used to go, family. So, unfortunately, you know, this guy's looking to make, and he's going to make some money. And the robot was dancing to the Mashed Potatoes. Wow. So a lot of you guys, I'm just saying, whatever your forte is, if you work in a warehouse, the robot will take your job. Robots are starting to, you can see robots. They got the weekend checkout now, all right? And you don't need to go to the cashier, all right? I'm telling you, people better start saying something, you know, because it's just a matter of time for anything. Also, get your pad and pens ready. Mark this down. This is a gentleman. All right, Peter McCullough, McCullough. All right, the Peter McCullough Report. If I were you, check him out. He has a lot of pertinent information about Fauci. All right, the COVID shot, which our dear master herbalist, Brother Rashad, talked about last week. Okay, if I were you, take time. And you better just check out his report, because my man is a scientist, he's a doctor, and he's giving you his take on the misinformation that's being given to us, okay? So about this COVID shot. So if I were you, I would look at the other people. I told you guys before in the past. You got Lorraine Day, The guy who created the PCR test, whatever that is, test they originally started giving the people when COVID was on labeled as a pandemic and the outbreak, he started testing people. Terry Mullis was the guy who created that. And he told Fauci and the other people, don't use that test, but they use it anyway. Well, just recently, the CDC said they shouldn't have used the test. So, family, how many people had a lot of false positives out there? Huh? The man created it. He said, do not use, this is not designed for that, but they use it anyway. So I'm just telling you, hey, you have to go with your immune system. If you're doing everything you're supposed to do, if you're exercising, you're doing your supplements, and see, a lot of us are not only nutrient deficient, but a lot of us are knowledgeable of nutrition deficient. In other words, you're not doing your homework. You're not studying things that will impact and keep your immune system strong. All right? That's why you have an immune system. All right? So I'm just saying, hey, listen. It's up to you. That's why I bring our master. The brother went to school for it. He's been a naturopath for 37 years. And you guys are not looking in the direction. Most of you, some of you, are not looking in the direction you need to be looking in. Meaning that, hey, you need to be listening to people that are bringing you alternative news. I say this every week, all right? Take, for instance, WBAI 99.5 FM. Now, sometimes they have programs I don't listen to. They got, like, the Artsy Fartsy Show and stuff like that. They have comedy up there. But most of the time, they're bringing you information that you need to hear. You're not going to hear this on CNN, MSNBC, Channel 2. You're not going to get that. Then you do your homework, and then you weigh for yourself. Now, listen, if you decide to take the shot, that's your business. I mean, you're your own individual, all right? A lot of people have underlying issues, and then you got to understand something. If you understand the history of this country and the history of the colonizer, the exploiter, okay, you will understand, all right, that right now what's going on is a lot of fear-mongering, all right? And you constantly being bombarded with the Delta thing is coming out now, and you got all these different strains, and now they're talking about a booster shot. So now they're saying that there may be other strains that follow behind Delta, which means that you better keep your sleeve rolled up because you're going to be taking a lot of shots out there. All right, after a while, you might look like a junkie. Or you might have track marks up and down your arm, okay? But hey, listen, I'm telling you, I'm not a scientist, but I listen to the scientists, all right? And there was a guy that wanted to, the guy that created that test, the PCR test, Terry Moore, he wanted to debate Fauci down in South Carolina. Fauci said no. Now, I look at it this way. If I stand on the truth, I'll debate anybody. I'll talk to anybody about what I believe in. All right? That's why I tell you guys hit the number one button over there. Okay? So, Fauci didn't want to debate. Why not? If you're standing on the science and not your science, why would you debate them? Well, also, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, please, take this date down, August the 22nd, Gary Null, N-U-L-L, Gary. He has a webinar, and it's going to be, it's unlimited time. August the 22nd, go on GaryNull.com for further information, GaryNull.com. It will list the time it starts, all right, and I guess all the necessary information for you to put on your computer. He said it may last an hour. It may last 3-4 hours. He's going to talk about eye health. He's going to talk about blood pressure, all that stuff. All right? August the 22nd, tune in and just kick back and educate yourself because a lot of you guys need that. Okay? Hold on for 1 second, family. I'm reaching for something. Hold on. Whoa, I've been long-winded today, but then again, anybody who knows me knows I'm long-winded, okay? So, what I'm going to do is, I have in my studio, which basically is my front room, I have Miss Bridget Greenleaf, who's about to, we're about to play some music. I'm going to bring Miss Bridget Greenleaf back. I told you guys about her last week. She's very profound in her field. She knows about real estate and whatever else she wants to talk about, because she is a five-star general. You don't hear about too many female five-star generals, do you? Yeah. Well, Ms. Bridget Greenleaf is a female five-star general because she knows what she's talking about because she's been doing it for a while. All right? And I ain't going to tell you her age, but she looked 25, but she ain't. Okay? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, my man Jay Sean is going to take us to a little station identification break, and I am going to bring you the lovely, the talented, from Somerset, New Jersey, by way of Newark, New Jersey, Miss Bridget Greenleaf. Stay tuned. Be right back. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get
January 2-1, when two became one. When the Most High blessed me with the most incredible one. I close my eyes as a reminisce about that very first dance, that very first kiss. It's easy to see how to believe how a simple dance become a lifetime of love and romance. So first I want to thank your mother and father for giving birth to my gift, my soulmate, my best friend, my special wish. You see, you held me down when the world was trying to knock me down. Took me to a higher place when I was standing on shaky ground. So I'm forever indebted and I never regret it. I've turned my life around and I never forget it. Thanks for being the love of my life, and I love this life that we live in. And thanks for staying in my life, cause together we as one, we're winning. That's why I dedicate this to my boo, cause I'm dedicated to my boo. All the things I've seen and done, all the things that I've been through, no one ever, I mean never, held me down quite like you. That's love. Now I never confessed to be a player, although I had my share of love games a few times before. But now that I have you in my life, I don't have to play those games anymore. I know no relationship is perfect, but what we have is well worth it. For richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, to death do us part. See, we was blessed from the very start. So many fall in love for all the wrong reasons. We fell in love all four seasons. And like I told you from the start, I'm just trying to be the best black man I can be. But I need a strong black woman that truly understands me. From day one, you show and prove to be genuine. Smiling like sunshine, kisses tasting like cinnamon. Yes, we took our time, we learned to walk with each other and talk to each other. We learned to love each other and trust each other. But most of all, we learned if we pray together, we stay together. That's why I dedicate this to my boo, cause I'm dedicated to my boo. To make a long story short, wow, I guess I just love you. That's love. By your intellect, motivated by your wisdom, but it's your loyalty and trust that are the most passionate. I know this is God sent, a love supreme, divine and royal. We stand together as king and queen. So many spend a lifetime looking, searching, seeking to find a true, real love and understanding like yours or mine. That's why we should treasure this pleasure that no other can measure, and stay focused on us and only God we trust, and let no other person, place, or thing come between us. Yes, I put my life on this. Trust and believe, there's nothing in the world that we can't achieve. So let's take this to the next level, and the next level, and the next level after that. Forward is our journey, love, and there's no turning back. That's why I dedicate this to my boo, cause I'm dedicated to my boo. All the things I've seen and done, all the things that I've been through, no one ever, I mean never, held me down quite like you. That's love.
Dedicated to my boo. Can't believe you do what you do to me.
right, family, we are back. All right, and you thought I was long-winded. Well, this lady has the floor because she could talk for as long as she wants because she's my guest. All right. Also, just for future reference, I just want to let you guys know I'm gonna have a guest on from the new Black Panther Party, and also, like I said, my man TJ. All right, he's gonna give you his take on life and what he's experienced, you know. And also, I've got the Garden family coming back. My man Kevin Porter and his wife, Miss Hernandez. All right, they'll be back on to talk about Garden. Even though it's the end of the summer, they will be back on. So I got quite a few different guests coming on. Like I said, next week we're going to bring the very impactful Miss Crystal Allen back on. All right, to talk about Eyes Like Mine. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm bringing on someone I've known for quite some time. Like I said, she's a beautiful young lady, and she's very smart. She's going to tell you her credentials now. It's not like she's just, you know, after high school, that was it. All right, she went back and got that degree, okay? Not that that means much, but in her case, it does, because she benefits, because she learns. I mean, she's multitasking in all fields, all right? A lot of people who graduate colleges, and where do you think the term educated fool came from? You got a lot of people that are educated, but they're foolish. Not this woman. I dare somebody call her foolish. I turn into Mike Tyson on you, boy. Don't start. But anyway, without further ado, Miss Bridget Greenleaf.
Hi, this is Bridget Greenleaf White, and I am so thrilled that Forrest invited me to spend a little time with you this evening. Basically, what we're going to talk about tonight is, hi, my name is Bridget Greenleaf White, and I just wanted to thank Forrest, first of all, for inviting me to the forum of his podcast this evening. And the reason I was so anxious about talking in regards to real estate is that a lot of people aren't too familiar with how you can buy properties. The company I work with is eXp Realty. I've been a realtor for over 19 years. And today's market is really crazy, and I'm sure everybody out there know that rent in our society is just as much as mortgage. The only downside we as consumers face in this volatile market is that we cannot seem to save money. Of course, you know, our wages haven't caught up to the cost of living. So a lot of people say, I want to own property, but I can't afford it. And if you can afford the rents that you're paying today, you definitely can swing becoming an owner of real estate. If you are a buyer, you will want to try to save money, of course. That would be the smartest thing to do. But there are programs out there for first-time homeowners which help you with purchasing property. They will give you the, well, I would say closing costs, or maybe contribute some money towards your down payment. You have a lot of banking institutions that know the dilemma people are in today as far as paying rent versus paying a mortgage. So they're trying to really entice you to come and use their banking facility, their financial institution, to secure your mortgage. So what I would suggest to anyone that's interested in purchasing real estate, do your homework. And it's so easy to do. Every property that's in this United States is listed publicly at the county. So the reason I mention this is, for instance, if you're riding down a block and you see a sign, if it's a sign posted by a realtor or a sign posted by the owner says for sale by owners, you can easily look that property up just to get the history of the property, meaning how much that owner paid for the property, what are the property taxes. These things are public record. So if you see a property that you're interested in, maybe really investigating a little further, setting an appointment to look at, you can do your homework by calling up the county, or you can go online because, of course, you know, we are in that internet age. Everything is online. So you can easily go to that specific county, and you'll go into what they call the taxation menu. And when you select the menu, you can easily enter the property that you're interested in finding a little history about, number one. So that's your first step. When you see something that you like, I always make those suggestions to prospective buyers. The second step is you want to know if you are in the position to buy property, meaning your current income, do you make enough to secure a mortgage? What is your debt ratio? Debt ratio means the amount of debt you have in comparison to the amount of money you have available after you pay those debts. That's your debt ratio. And then the other thing you would want to definitely find out is if you do buy this particular property and one day you want to sell it, what is the resale value of that property? So this is a little homework that you can do. But, of course, when you have a realtor, such as myself, we're here to guide you through this whole process. My suggestion is strongly to get your pre-approvals before you even entertain looking at properties. For instance, if you didn't do this, you go see a property on your own or with a realtor, but most likely on your own. And then you find out when you contact the bank, you don't have enough annual income to get a mortgage or anything negative. You don't want to go through that disappointment. So my motto is to work smarter and not harder. You want to know where you stand before you enter that realm of trying to purchase real estate. Everybody can do it. Listen, I did it. My income, I've worked with Rutgers over 29 years. I purchased two properties, and I wasn't making six digits. And I was a widow with a son, you know. But I managed to work it out only because I educated myself and became a realtor, too, at the same time. And as I was doing the job of a realtor, I noticed that a lot of times buyers just didn't know anything as far as the process. The process, and here's your ABCs. First, my suggestion is if you have a property you're interested in, check out the history of the property. Second, find someone that you know, if it's a banking institution you've been dealing with a long time, I would suggest dealing with them. But if not, you can go to so many different websites. But, of course, when anyone does check your history, your credit history, it is going to affect your credit rating. So you don't want to do that too frequently. Some institutions do what they call a soft check, but that's what they say, but it still hits your credit. So, but you do need to know if you have the capability to purchase real estate. So you want to find out that's your number two step, getting your pre-approval. The number three step is I strongly suggest finding a realtor to assist you with this process, because a realtor is almost like your doctor. They know the anatomy of the whole process. So being that's the case, they're going to work fiduciarily in your best interest. And also, if it's a seller, their best interest as well. And that's our position as filters. We legally have to be conscious that everybody deserves fair treatment, and no one wants to be deceived in any type of financial transaction. So once you find your realtor, and if you have an idea where you would like to live, you have young children, like I said, do your homework, make sure that particular area has a great school system, which will save you a lot of money. You don't have to invest in private education. So those are your checks and balances before you actually really start knocking on the doors and setting up appointments. After that, you find a property. You want to have some kind of liquid money. Okay, let me just say frankly, you want to have some money, at least if you don't have $5,000, try to get close to $5,000, because starting the process of purchasing a house, you find a property you're interested in, you tell your realtor you would like to make an offer, you do have to put an initial down payment. First-time buyers, you have to your advantage, first-time buyer programs offered from, I would say, Wells Fargo through the county. They have programs to assist you financially. You might have a 3% down payment, and then they have some mortgage brokers who can find banks that will give you 0% down payment and give you what they call a loan commitment. So the process to buying a house may seem scary, but it really isn't as scary as it seems. It's just that you need to keep timelines so this way you don't get caught up, the seller doesn't get caught up, and everybody at the end of the day is pretty much happy. There are a lot of specific details I can go through, but I would strongly suggest, if you are interested in buying, and if you are a seller interested in selling, you can reach out to me at any time. I do give free complimentary consultations, whether you're a buyer or a seller, free of charge. Just, you know, even if you don't, you have a realtor and you have questions for me, I don't have a problem. That's I guess, my contribution to society to help people. You know, like I always say, what do I get from, you know, helping people becoming owners of real estate besides the commission? I do get that satisfaction knowing that I assisted a family with the dream that they had of becoming a homeowner. And just keep in mind, when you have property, you have assets, and you create a legacy for your children. So if you do pass on in this life, they have something concrete that they can inherit, whether they keep the property, sell the property, is up to them. But then they do have a choice, but then they do have an advantage of a some of those who don't have, I would say, not wealth as far as financial, but a legacy as far as something that you can leave for the future generation. Also, my email, if you would like to email me, is bridget.greenleaf-white@exprealty.com. Feel free to send me an email if you have questions, like to reach out to me with any, you know, concerns. You can do that. You can reach out to me via email. You can also send me a text because I will respond faster to a text if you call my private telephone number, which is 732-619-7590. And I will definitely call you back. And then we can have a discussion basically on how instead of paying someone else, you can start paying yourself. I just throw it out there. I'm in a home that I thought at the time I couldn't afford much. I say my max, because of my income, was only $200,000. And in the market, I said, oh, I'll never find any place like that. My mother always told me, never say never. And she was absolutely right, because now I'm in a home for 7 years that is a beautiful home, sits on almost half an acre of property, and I only paid $180,000 for it. So today, my rent, not my rent, my mortgage, let me clarify that, is a lot less than a lot of rents that are being paid for one bedroom out there. So don't be afraid of venturing into buying homes or even land or commercial property. Don't be afraid, because if I can do it, and there's a lot of people with low incomes, they were able to do it because I've helped them. And I'm living proof that I'm a realtor, not showing three properties. I show you as many properties that it gets you through the door and get you to the day where you can put that welcome mat in front of your door of the home that you own, not in front of a door that someone else is owning. And I would like to end that on that note, and just keep in mind, health is wealth, as Forrest always, you know, his propaganda in his podcast is, you know, take care of yourself. And the best way you can take care of yourself is securing, especially where you lay your head down, where your family is, where they're growing up, your children are growing up, where they're educated. And you can control that, definitely. And I'm here to help you. So please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Again, my name is Bridget Greenleaf White, and I'm with eXp Realty. And I'm going to turn this over to Forrest, and I'd just like to tell Forrest thank you for this opportunity. And you all out there, I pray that everyone stays well, safe, and healthy. Be blessed, and have a great rest of the summer and a prosperous year. Bye-bye.
Okay, now hold on. Okay, also, wait, before we go to station break, I was just thinking about something that the last time I had Bridget as a guest on my podcast previously, she had mentioned to me, and I had mentioned this to certain people who always call in and want to know who my guests are, text me, about the racism when it comes to life insurance. But like I said, I'm in kindergarten. Ms. Greenleaf has graduated college when it comes to this thing. So she is still here with me, and she's going to espouse on that right quick. I wanted to take her time and explain to you guys about what I'm saying to you, but she can better elaborate on it. So before we take a break, I'm about to bring her back on, let her finish right quick. So here's Ms. Greenleaf again. Greenleaf White, here you go.
Hi, Forrest. Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. Over 20 years ago, I lost my husband due to accidental death. So, being that it was an accidental death situation, the whole matter was taken care of through class action suit. When I found out how much money I was going to get after the settlement was, you know, made, I said, okay. But then when I found out how they came to that dollar amount, I was devastated. And I know I've talked to so many people in my family and friends. No one really knew that in this America, where we are supposed to be equal as human beings, when it comes to death, we are not equal. The actuaries use a formula, I would say, is very demeaning to anyone of ethnicity here in America, because everyone is categorized based on race. And we see that when you do a job application. Yeah, we know that exists. But in death, they use that to calculate a projection of life. How long will an African-American man live compared to his Caucasian protocol counterpart, or however you want to say it? When it comes to the actuarial calculation, a man of, like my husband, who was a truck driver, his lifespan was only to 65. Get that, 65. Where the Caucasian lifespan for a male, now, okay, they do put gender or whatever other now, I don't know how they're going to work it out now with all these different classifications, but gender does play a part as well. So being an African-American man, he was only projected to live to 65. Being a truck driver, what they did, they took his annual salary, the age of death, and then they subtracted from his projected lifespan, and that's how many years they calculated towards his annual salary. That's how they came to the settlement to, I guess, you know, say, okay, we're sorry we caused the death of your husband, and this is how we're going to compensate you. I think I was really, really, I was just so devastated behind that I think I just couldn't grasp how human life could be categorized like that. I get the job. Yeah, everybody job, you got to make a certain amount of a year. I get that. But why are we categorized through our ethnicity? And, okay, from the door, we're getting, you know, less than the Caucasian, the Europeans that live here as African-Americans. We're from the door, but this is what our country is doing. It's legal, and it's done. When it comes to tort, when it comes to injury, even in the sports, that was another thing I heard. It was such a big debate recently that someone was injured. I believe it was a football player. He found out, because he was an African-American, he was going to get less because of his injury than the Caucasian or the European, because this is how the insurance and our health field in America, this is how they do things. The actuarial departments, this is what they do. And I just wanted to, you know, I'm glad I have this forum. Our government can never say we're equal until they fix that problem. Until they say we're human beings, no matter what color we are on the outside, we are equal. Okay? No, we don't do the same jobs. I get that. But my husband could have lived beyond 65, and he could have lived beyond 75. My father right now is 80, and he's been through Vietnam. He was a police officer. He did so many dangerous jobs. But here he is, 80 years old. So that actual actuarial formula that they're using does not fit every situation, and it's very it's a grave disparity that this government has been doing and probably will not ever stop doing unless the people start making noise about that and bringing it out to the forefront, which I never heard anyone talk about that until now, you know, me speaking out about this because of my personal experience. So, you know, out there, you guys, you're hearing this, yeah, check it out for yourself if you don't believe me. And I'm sure when you find this out to be a truism, you're going to be upset just as much as I am. And I'm going to give the mic back to Forrest. And thanks again, Forrest, for letting me, you know, talk about that, you know, very, very devastating issue as people of ethnicity, not just African-Americans, South Asians, East Asians, we're all categorized like that. So just keep it in mind, we do need to change, and that's one of the things we should try to change. Take care. Be blessed.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Ms. Bridget Greenleaf, for that. Bestowing us with that wisdom. So, with that being said, also, before we go to break, all right, because we're going to play some music for y'all. And once again, this is my man Rev Ngeno, okay, R-E-V and then G-E-N-O on Facebook. Check him out. Y'all want some customized music, okay, he's got it. I also want to give a shout-out to my main, see, they always say save the best for last, Ms. Deborah Gaskins. Yeah, that's right, Ms. Deborah Gaskins. Deb, thank you so much for doing what you do. All right, and ladies and gentlemen, no one, for as long as I'm on the podcast, is going to sit in seat A because that belongs to Deborah Gaskins. In fact, Deborah, I just went to the gentleman who makes personalized plates, and we're going to bronze your chair so no one can sit in that. Everybody else will have a cushion chair. You'll have a nice, it'll have a cushion in it, but it'll be bronze. And then I have Deborah Gaskins on the back. So nobody sit there now, all right? Because, you know, we're going to have to remove you and put you somewhere else in our podcast lanes, and you're going to be nice about it. But anyway, we're about to take a break. I'll be back. And, of course, our dear brother Rashad will be on, all right? He's running a little late. His daughter had a birthday party, so we have to give the brother his respect. Because family always comes first. Even if the brother couldn't make it tonight, he's been here. Y'all know, 9.5 out of 10 times Rashad has been here. If he couldn't make it, all right, the brother has perfect attendance as far as I'm concerned. But he called me, said he's going to make time. And that's a beautiful thing, and I commend the brother for that. So we're about to take a break. I want you to stay tuned. We'll be right back, family. Snap it off.
talking to the wall. Maybe they'll hear what I've got to say. It's the same old story.
I'm back. All right. Like I said, all right, and the brother is always here for me. So just in case he can't make it, because he did call me, and his daughter is having the birthday. And like I said, family first. All right. So he's going to try to make it in by 8:20. If not, well, I'll just have to close out the show. And you'll have to tune in next week just in case Brother Rashad cannot make it. Just letting you guys know. All right. But anyway, you know, something else that was on my pad here I didn't happen to mention. Did you guys know that Woody Harrelson, the actor, he's a good actor, you know, White Men Can't Jump, Money Train, That was almost like Wesley Snipes' right-hand man when it came to a partner. You know, you got the yin and the yang. You know what I'm saying? The ebony and ivory. Well, he did an interview with this gentleman, all right, and the gentleman was explaining on, once again, the radio station I tell you guys to listen to. It's on 7 days a week, 24/7. They always have a program on. And the guy said he interviewed Woody Harrelson. And the gentleman's field who was interviewing Woody, all right, is he's into, like, a lot of different when it comes to conspiracies and assassinations of different leaders and coups and, you know, whistleblowers. He asked Woody, did he know that his father, and I didn't even know this, that his father was involved in the JFK assassination. And he said, when he mentioned that to Woody, Woody just broke down and cried. So I guess by him crying, that's an admission that he knew about it, all right? And it's just so unfortunate, you know? But then again, hey, listen, we cannot represent the ills of our parents, all right, if they went down that road. You feel what I'm saying, family? I mean, you know, the man's not responsible for what his father did, you know. So, hey, just wanted to make that revelation, you know, because I didn't know that, you know. Now, maybe you might know that. Some of you might have known that already. I don't know, you know. But once again, you have to get your information from other places. Now, with that being said, I think I basically covered just about everything that I had on this on my itinerary here that I've marked down. I talked about Aretha, Eddie Kendricks, all right? I also talked about, let me see, also Aretha, I talked about the robot doing the mashed potatoes, taking people's jobs, you know, and Peter McCullough report, all right? Check out his take on the COVID shot. Okay, and also, what was I going to say? The Woody Harrelson thing. But anyway, hey, family, also I would just like to mention, all right, once again, I'd like to give some shout-outs to my sponsors, all right, because these people help keep me afloat when it comes to, because, you know, when you have guests sometime, you know, you have to take care of your guests, you know. So my sponsors, Blueberry Cafe, you know, the vegan place on Central Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. You can always Google it if you guys happen to be in the area and looking for good food. All right, Blueberry Cafe. My man Patrick Payne, photographer, Douglas Says. You got my man Rev and Gino. They do the music for me. They send in the tracks. And also, just like to mention why I got to, and also, like I said, you always say the best for last. Miss Deborah Gaskins. She's on my Facebook page. If you guys want sweet potato pies, and if you want pound cakes, I mean, to die for, all right? I still got the crust. I know she's listening. I got the organic whole wheat crust in my freezer. I'm about to see her. I got to get the sweet potatoes. She makes it the way you like for it to be made. If she can't do it, she'll let you know. But like I said, Miss Deborah Gaskins, her sweet potato pies are very extraordinaire. Got to check them out. And pound cakes if you guys like it. You like it made the traditional way? That's on you. I just know that when it comes to nutrition and food, I'm very cognizant about what I put in my mouth. And it's very, very, very much so with me. And anywhere I go, I try to motivate and stimulate people without being, you know, like, aggravating when it comes to when you talk to people about nutrition, because they always say that the hardest thing for a person to change is their diet. A person will switch religions before they change their diet, and it's just so unfortunate, you know, because that's another reason why I believe a lot of these people are rushing to take this shot, because we know that a lot of people have underlying issues. People know deep down inside they're not taking care of themselves the way they should, you know. So once again, you know, they're going with the narrative, what's being put out here by people. And also, I think I shared it last week, but if I didn't, I'll say this. You know, I have to be cognizant to say this, that the last nine or some of the newest billionaires, the Forbes magazine, multi-billionaires, have been the heads of Pfizer, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, all right? They're making a lot of money off of this shot. Now, this disease, all right, this COVID, I'd be a fool to deny and say, it's not deadly, it's not good. Yes, yes. But if you have issues, if you have weakened immune systems, it will affect you. Of course it will. But if you're strong, some of us have had it, but you have the antibodies, and you had the strength in your immune system to fight it off. And like I said, I'm not a scientist, but I listen to the science. The people that need to be on TV giving you the flip side of what you're hearing, these people are blackballed. They're not allowed to come on regular TV and give an alternate viewpoint pertaining to this COVID shot. But like I said, you're a grown person. If you want to take it, that's on you. I'm not taking it, okay? I tell all my friends, I say, look, if something happens to me, what you simply do is just throw some rose petals on my casket and say, uh-huh, see, didn't work for Forrest. But I have faith in the Creator and, most of all, what he puts out here. That's the most important thing, okay? So I think that I've, once again, and shout out to my family, all right? My family's been very supportive with the line. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, I want to give out my cell phone number. Text me. If there's somebody you want me to bring on in a particular field and you're interested in here, or somebody you may know that you feel as though they can come on here, all right, and add on to what we're trying to put out here in terms of health, nutrition, social issues, all right, let me give out my number again. Text me, and I'll get back in contact with you. Let's, hey, the more the merrier. But remember now, this is not the Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd station, all right? We don't talk nonsense here. We're grown folks talking. Express yourself. And for some of the young people I know that listen in, let me say this to you. We never try to tell you what you should do, all right? You have intellect, and you have a God-given birthright of common sense. You be the judge. You weigh what we put out here, and you do the right thing by yourself, okay? And never be too proud to ask, because I'm going to tell you something. At 64, if I see an 80-something-year-old person, a 90-something-year-old person, God bless them, and I know a few like that, I ask them for advice. I ask them for their take on the situation, because you're never too old to learn, and most of all, you can always benefit from someone else's experience that's older than you. But unfortunately, some people just don't get the memo. They just don't want to concede to that fact. You got a lot of people out here that just don't want to listen. They know what you're telling. That's just so pitiful that you have someone that knows better but doesn't want to do better, you know. And as much as you try to encourage them, they have to learn to get that willpower because the strength is within. But that's why I said I motivate. That's why I started this podcast, so I could talk to my audience. And I want you to talk back to me because I'm not a know-it-all. The reason why I can talk to you the way I do is because I've always been like this. When I promoted shows, I managed groups, all right? I was a promoter in this town, all right? And, hey, it was a lot of fun back then. But people always looked at me in a leadership role. They always put me in a position where I felt as though they could trust me, all right? So with that being said, I think I've said enough. I may have to come back and bring up another topic, but I think by now, maybe Brother Rashad may have called in, but I'm going to find out from my technician, Mr. Jay Sean, Randy Jackson. Also, I just want to let you know, on Fridays, the gentleman who's my technician and a good friend of mine for years, he has a podcast. It's called Keeping It Real. It's real spicy. You guys like something a little extra and a little spicy because, hey, we're allowed every now and then. I mean, look, the best humor of all, the best nurturer within yourself, all right, is to be able to laugh at yourself, laugh at others, and have a good time, okay? this man right here, like I said, he's been a friend of mine for over 30 years or close to 30 years. All right, I've known him that long. And he has a very nice podcast. And he had a young lady who was an actress came on and gave an interview last night. All right, and she does bit roles, but she's been doing it for a while. All right, so you might want to check out my man. Same phone number, but he comes on an hour later. He's between 8 to 10. Check him out, okay? But like I said, health, healing, social issues, and people bringing you impactful information, hey, that's what we do here, all right? So my man, check him out on Fridays, and I'm here every Saturday, all right? So we're about to take another break, and I'll be back if Rashad isn't up here. Well, hopefully the brother will be, but if not, I'll have to come back, talk to you about something. And by the way, remember now, family, for those who came in late, hit the number one button. If there's something you want to ask me or if there's something you want to say, stop being a church mouse over there. Talk to me, all right? Talk to the audience. Because like I said, we all benefit. We learn from each other, all right? So about to take another break. Please stay with us, and I will be right back, hopefully with our dear brother Rashad. Peace out.
Far night, queen, you might have this dance with you. Well, I hope you're not tired or in a bad mood. See, I like this type of groove, and you're looking real smooth. Just want to take this opportunity to try to get to know you a little better. Well, that was clever, now or never. Maybe after the dance, you and I can get together. Maybe sit down and talk, take a little walk, grab a bite to eat, a little seafood, no pork. Now, I don't mean to be rude, my intention is true. I just a positive brother with a righteous view. And I know I just met you, I ain't trying to sweat you, but I'd like to have your number, love, so I can get with you. Now, if I'm speaking too fast, I slow down my pace. If I'm cramping your style, I'll give you some space. But if you have no objection to a man of my complexion, come in your direction with some real communication, then follow your heart. Blessed to be in your presence, I gotta give the most high the praise. You see, I'm emotionally aroused, attracted to your style, caught up in your drama, sucker for your smile. Is this love at first sight? Or truly I adore. Dark and lovely, ebony princess, my boo, all that and more. See, morning, noon, and night, you whet my appetite. I crave for your flavor, it's your flavor that I like. Romantic, organic, body mechanics. Speaking about the way I feel, words can't explain it. It's not just the essence in your blessings in your physical form, but spiritually, mentally, queen, you got it going on. You see, I'm about ready to commit and submit to the fullest extent. But first, we must take our time, explore each other's mind, then follow that path that the Most High designed for love, true love, my cocoa butter.
Technician, my man Jay just told me that someone hit the number one button. I think it's 0088J, you said?
Rashad.
Oh, it's Rashad. Oh, Brother Rashad. Okay. Oh.
Yes, sir,
I'm sorry. You're on the cell phone. I'm used to the other number, brother, the 0699. I'm so sorry, brother. All right. All right,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm in my car.
Okay,
huh?
Yeah, he blindsided me. He's calling me from his cell, not the house number. Okay, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm not going to hold him up because, like I said, the brother is right now with his daughter. His daughter, and he did me a favor by coming on. He didn't have to, but, you know, he's here every week with me. But without further ado, my dear brother, Master of us, Rashad El Amin.
Okay, thank you, my brother Forrest, and good evening to the listening audience. Okay, again, thank you, Brother Forrest, for allowing me on your show. And good evening to the listening audience. And like I said, I'm at a party, but I jumped in my car. So I'm going to do this podcast. I don't want to let you down, Forrest. And
thank
so,
you.
You know, and I got a hot game of pool going on, too. I got to get back to that. I got to beat up on some more people. So, but anyway, I'm not going to be long. But I just want to talk about soft drinks. I know there's a lot of people out there that love those soft drinks, Dr. Pepper. And I don't know what he's the doctor of. And then you got Mountain Dew and Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and Sprite and all these drinks, which are dangerous to your health. I don't know how many people out there drink sodas, but let me give you some reasons never to drink soft drinks, to consume soft drinks, okay? First of all, soft drinks, they steal water from the body. They actually dehydrate you, okay? Soft drinks work like a diuretic and takes more water than it provides to the body. And, you know, sodas are not real food. That's just garbage. Is your body never craves for soda or soft drink. It craves for water. But just to process the high levels of sugar in soft drinks, it steals a considerable amount of water from the body. And to replace the water stolen from the soft drink, brother, you need to drink 8 to 12 glasses of water for every one glass of soft drinks that you consume. Can you imagine that? That's how much water it steals from your body, these soft drinks. And that's why there's so many, especially women with osteoporosis, and we're going to touch on that too, okay? And, you know, these soft drinks, when would they ever quench it? They never quench your thirst. So it seems as soon as you drink one, you need another one, and you're never, your thirst is never satisfied, okay? And so, you know, it's, your body doesn't need this. Your body needs water. So constantly denying your body an adequate amount can lead to chronic cellular dehydration. And that's a condition that weakens your body at the cellular level. And, you know, this in turn, brothers and sisters, can lead to a weakened immune system, types of diseases, just from soft drinks. Yes. And I heard you earlier because of Brother Forrest, I tried to listen in while I was driving up here to the party. I heard you speaking about cigarettes, and you spoke about some of the famous singers who were smoking cigarettes and they died of lung cancer and things of that nature, you know, which is sad. But sodas are just as deadly as cigarettes are. They're just as deadly. If you're drinking soda, you need to let that go and start putting water in your body. Now, listen, the elevated levels of what they call phosphates in soft drinks leach all your vital minerals from your body. You know, soft drinks are made with purified water that also leach the minerals from your body. And, you know, a severe lack of minerals can lead to heart disease, and that's the magnesium, which the heart needs. And I always speak about that almost every time I come on. And osteoporosis, like I said, a lack of calcium and many other diseases. Soft drinks steal those minerals. And most vitamins cannot perform their function in the body without the presence of what? Minerals. Think about that. Soft drinks can remove rust from a car bumper or other metal surfaces. Now you imagine, you know, what it's doing to your digestive tract as well as the rest of your body. If you can remove rust, what's that doing to your body? You understand? The high amounts of sugar and soft drinks causes your pancreas to produce an abundance of insulin, which leads to a sugar crash. And chronic elevation and depletion of sugar and insulin can lead to diabetes and other imbalances, related diseases. Now, this is particularly disruptive to grown children, which can lead to a lifelong of health problems. Don't allow your children, don't serve them soft drinks. Teach them how to drink water, nice juices, fresh juices, a nice lemonade with some agave or some iced tea made with agave, things of that nature. But don't give them soft drinks. It's going to rot their teeth out. It's going to cause all kind of problems. It's going to lead to diabetes, and that's what you don't want. And, you know, the soft drinks also, they severely interfere with digestion. You know, caffeine and high amounts of sugar, they virtually shut down the digestive process. That means your body is essentially taking in no nutrients from the food you may just have eaten, okay? Even that eaten hours earlier, okay? So if you consume sodas with French fries, which take weeks to digest, there's nothing worse a person can put in their body. French fries and sodas. Now, how many people go to these fast food places and they get French fries and a soda, or French fries and a milkshake? Terrible combination. And those French fries from those certain places, they can sit out for weeks and not go bad. That tells you some kind of chemicals in there, okay? You know, diet soft drinks. Oh, listen, I know there's a lot of women who say, I drink diet soft drink. Diet soft drink? You think that's going to help you? And they contain aspartame. You understand? You know, I try to tell people about that aspartame, because the aspartame is something that is very destructive. And you know, aspartame, which is a artificial sugar, has been linked to depression, insomnia, neurological diseases, and all other type of illnesses. And the FDA has received more than 10,000 consumer complaints about aspartame, 80% of all complaints about food additives, okay? And you know, soft drinks are very acidic. They are very acidic, okay? And see, I would say extremely acidic, so much so that they can eat through the lining of an aluminum can and leach aluminum from the can if it sits on the shelf too long. So it can leach the aluminum from the can if it sits there too long, especially when they're hot, okay? And Alzheimer's patients, you know, who have been autopsied, all have high levels of aluminum in their brains. Heavy metals in the body can lead to many neurological and other diseases. This is a fact. So soft drinks are extremely acidic. And, you know, the human body naturally exists at a pH level of about 7.0. Soft drinks have a pH level of 2.5. That's very low, which means you are putting something into your body that is thousands of times more acidic than your body is, okay? So diseases flourish in an acidic environment. If your body is acidic, you can attract all types of diseases. Soft drinks and other acidic food deposit acid waste in the body, which accumulates over time in the joints and around the organs. For example, the body pH of cancer or arthritis patients are always low. The sicker the person, the lower the body pH. your body pH level should be 7.0 or 7.2. And soft drinks are the worst thing you can possibly put in your body. Don't even, you know, think about taking a sip of a soft drink when you are sick with a cold. Now, I've seen people do that, or they have a flu or something worse, right? It's only going to make that much harder for your body to fight the illness. That's what's happening with sodas. So never, brothers and sisters, consume these drinks. These things are deadly. They're so deadly, okay? Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Pepper. And why did they even name it Dr. Pepper? What's so doctor about it? And who the heck is Dr. Pepper? That doesn't make no sense to me, you see? So you know, like I said, you know, soft drinks are sweetly destroying your body, brothers and sisters. Stay away. And, you know, a lot of these soft drinks that are high fructose corn syrup, which leads to also diabetes, okay? So be careful with that, all right? And it's just, you know, sad that they push this stuff on TV all the time and influencing young children to drink these sodas, adolescents and all. It's not right. It's not right for them to do that, okay? So anyway, look out for those soft drinks, especially. You should stay away from them all, but if they got that high fructose corn syrup, which is HFCS, those are very deadly. And the ones with aspartame are very deadly. They're all deadly, okay? So stay away from those. So, Brother Forrest, I had to make it short, brother. I hope everybody got a little something out of it. If anybody has a question, I'll take it. It's no problem. Brother Forrest, can you hear me, my brother? Okay. Forrest? Okay, I guess maybe he can't hear me right now. I don't know if there's any questions. If anybody has a question, hit number one, I guess, and they'll put you on. Okay. I missed Miss Greenleaf. I caught the first 2-3 minutes of her. I remember her from her last podcast, speaking about real estate. And I told her I love that name, Greenleaf.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those green leaves have chlorophyll. But, Forrest, I'm really done, brother.
Yeah, Rashad, can you hear me now?
Any questions? Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, because I was muted for a minute. I had to handle some business. Okay, yeah. So what I'm going to do is, Rashad, you know what, Rashad? Don't worry about it, brother, because you're doing, like I said, thank you so much for coming on because, look, you didn't have to break away. But like I said, you were family. I explained to the podcast audience that you were family. Family always comes first. All right, I know you'll be back next week with me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
You got a call around 7289. They're on the line right now.
Oh, okay. All right, so we can bring them in, Jay. Hello? I guess they got a question for you, Brother Rashad, real fast.
Okay.
Okay, Jay, whenever you they can bring them in.
They are now, 7289. You on the line?
7289. Yes. Speak up. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing, Brother Rashad? But I don't want to hold
good
you
evening,
up your family. My question. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can, my dear.
Oh.
Yes,
my
can you hear me?
My question wasn't for you, but I appreciate your information on soft drinks. But I had a question
okay.
for Forrest.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Forrest, last week you had a young lady on speaking on women health. Would she be coming back on to speak?
Yeah, Ms. Gayla Gibson, she's coming on the first week of every month. And then that's what I always tell people, if you want them to come on more, that's why I put my text number out there. So
okay.
Let me know and she'll come back because she said, I have no problem doing it once a month. I just want to get the podcast audience to get a feeling, because she talked about iodine, and Brother Rashad made a comment about Well, yes. He thought about what she had put out there, too. But she'll be back. Yeah, yeah. Next time she's going to talk about heavy metals testing, where you can go to get that done. So,
okay.
Yeah, she'll be back on the first week in September, which is right around the corner.
September the 4th. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. And Brother Vashad, always appreciate you. And thank you and wish your daughter a happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all for listening. And just keep listening and get this information and apply. Thank you again.
Brother Rashad,
I got to let you know I lost 13 pounds.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Cutting out. Listen, I have my big 6-0, and I'm going to tell you, I don't feel it at all. And I want to tell you, my brother, I'm following you.
Oh,
and I
great,
can't wait
great,
today.
Great.
I can tell you I'm a full plantarian. But right now, I'm being honest and true. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And like you said, it's mind over matter. So now I'm trying the plant-based sausages and things like that.
Great. Great.
I'm
That's
getting,
really good.
My brother, I thank you for your wisdom and knowledge, but most importantly, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome,
thank
my dear. I'm really proud of you, too. Okay. Thank you, dear.
Rashad,
all right.
Rashad,
enjoy your
thank
party.
You, dear. You
yeah.
have a good evening.
All right.
Also,
yeah,
Rashad, my technician, Jay, said we have another caller coming in, 7612.
Okay.
Hello, 7612. Can you hear me, 7612? Going once, going twice. You got anything? 7612. You hit the number one button. Do you have anything to say to either Rashad, me, or Miss Greenleaf? Well, AJ, I don't know. Maybe they pressed the number one button by mistake. I don't know. They're not saying anything. Jay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead then, because I have
brother,
to get back here.
Yeah, I'll handle it just in case. I don't know. They might have been hitting the button and something's not going through. But, Brother Rashad, once again, before you go, could you give out your information? And then, like I said, I know he'll be back full-time with us next week, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Brother Rashad.
Yes, my contact number is 973-673-0699. Call only during the weekdays, anytime after 12 o'clock in the afternoon, no weekends. So anybody that has an issue, you can call me. We can talk about it. It's no problem. Okay?
Thank you, Brother Rashad. Peace and blessings. Be in contact.
Peace and blessings, brother. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And tell your daughter, I'll pick you back off of what the sister said. Tell your daughter happy birthday. I wish her many, many more.
Okay, thank you. And y'all have a blessed evening, everybody.
You too. Take care,
okay.
My brother. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, peace. We're about to take a little breather. We'll be right back. And that 7612 number, I don't know if you hit the button and you hit another button by mistake, got disconnected. If you got something you want to say, we're going to take a break. You're welcome. Hit the one button, and we'll entertain what you have to say, your question or commentary. We're about to take a break. Be right back for the final thought. Be right back. Thank you. Hold on. The music didn't come on yet. Hold on.
planet. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me for a minute. Yes, this is Forrest Nance. I'm back. Well, our dear brother Rashad came through, and I want to thank the brother. Y'all know, if y'all been here from day one, he's been here every time, except there was one time on Mother's Day, him and his wife playing something, and they have something to do, and that's understandable. Because, I mean, like I said, family comes first. But the brother, if I've been on here now going on 7 months, and the brother has only missed once still. He could have been two, but the brother took the time out. Because some of you, when you text me, you always tell me, make sure you keep Rashad on. All right? We like you, Forrest, but we love Rashad. All right? And that's good, because I want to bring a like and a love. Because in life, you know, it's what you like and what you love. I'll stay in the like category. Don't have to be love all the time. And I'm sure Brother Rashad can say the same thing. In fact, some people that love might just like to be liked, if you could dig that. But anyway, I would just like to say once again, I'm so grateful for my podcast audience. So I want you to spread the word. Now, next week we'll have Miss Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. And also we will have Brother Rashad back, all right? And he's back full-time now. And if something comes up, my podcast audience is very understanding that things happen. And sometimes things just don't turn out the way you plan them. Ladies and gentlemen, my case being that we all know that sometimes we plan things, we look for things to happen. Sometimes it don't turn out. And when it does, it's a beautiful thing, right? So, once again, I just want to say a shout-out to my sponsors, all right? I've already mentioned them. And also, I've given you guys a little bit of information, all right, to look up the McCullough Report, Peter McCullough, okay? And if you guys, because I don't know what you do personally, but if you're smoking, please try to stop. You don't need to do that. That's one of the worst habits you can start, okay? And like I said, even though we try to get up here with nutritional tips, all right, because we can't force anyone to eat other than what they want to eat, because people are creatures of taste. So we just try to be a little impactful. I'll bring somebody to you that's went to school for it. So my dear brother Rashad, you know, he went to school for that. He went to herbal school, nutritional school. He's been doing this for 37 years. They're what you call naturopaths. You got homeopaths. You have holistic practitioners. Give you the flip side. Because every day we're bombarded with basically mainstream. It is what it is. The same old, same old. So I try to bring something a little different. Because you know, in our culture, and people, period, they're just not taking care of themselves the way they want. You know what's funny? I was talking to a friend of mine. And, you know, every time I turn them around, they're always moisturizing, doing their hair, which is good. You got to do that. You got to groom yourself. But they're not grooming the inside the way they take care of the outside. Case in point, you have a car. You wax it. You make it look shiny. The rims are looking nice. You mean to tell me you never vacuum out the inside of your car? You never shampoo the upholstery or clean the upholstery? Huh? Well, then, guess what? You'll be raggedy inside and clean on the outside. And eventually, when it comes to the human body, that's going to backfire, okay? Because we have to do our due diligence. Also, in conclusion, I'm going to end by saying this. Next year, myself, Brother Rashad, we're going to give an expo, a health expo. And we're going to have many different people, all right, come in with their products, their health products. The admission will be free. This is open to the public because you don't need to charge the public for things that will help make them better. No, I don't believe in that. All right, you'll have people that are there to tell you about sea moss. You'll also have people there. In fact, I'm going to bring a gentleman on. I got to get a date with him. He's going to talk about, and I'm going to also start promoting green tea
organic green tea. Now, this is the highest grade of ECGC in green tea. All right, you get the low grade, which is that Bigelow tea that they sell. I'm not trying to knock the company, but it is a low grade of green tea. And you're trying to look for the most impactful green tea that you can get because it's heart healthy. It feeds your gut bacteria, which we all know a lot of disease starts in the belly. That's where your immune system is. 60% of your immune system is in your gut. So you have to take care of it, okay? Every now and then I take a nice little spoonful of sauerkraut, fermented sauerkraut, because it's nothing but fermented cabbage. All right, it is sauerkraut. That's what it turns into. And I clean my gut bacteria along with aloe vera, all right? So once again, family, take better care of what you put in your mouth. Because for everything that tastes good, all right, there's an alternative to it that tastes just as good or even in certain cases better. I do a lot of bitters. That's for digestion, all right? Everybody in this audience ought to have a juicer and a NutriBullet on their counter, all right? And if you want to have a blender, that could be your third party, all right? So, and also, if you got space in your backyard, if you're blessed, start growing your own food. Because the way they're taking care of this food nowadays, which is basically they're not taking care of it. They're spraying all kind of pesticides and fungicides and millicides on the. You got to grow your own food. I got a trough on my brother's back deck. I grow marigolds, some amaranth, okay, sage. You know, I pick that stuff, rinse it off, chew it. When I say rinse it off, distill water because you don't know what's in that tap, okay? But anyway, family, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Stay tuned next week, all right? We're going to have a different guest on, all right? In fact, I might bring my man that grows this green tea in Connecticut, all right? Bring him in. And also the health seminar I was talking about, the seminar, the expo seminar, we're looking to have it in a facility, all right? And like I said, I don't want to put it out there too soon, but there's a facility that's large, and we're expecting a lot of people to come out because we're all in dire straits when it comes to health and nutrition, and all different genres of health will be there. Anything that's going to be in that facility will be impactful to your immune system, okay? So once again, I just want to thank my podcast family. I want to thank my man, Randy J. Sean Jackson, that's my technician, okay? Don't forget, on Fridays, you guys like something a little extra spicy, want to have a little fun, let your hair down, okay? Check out my man, dial the same number between 8 and 10. He comes on Friday, I come on Saturday. Please, tell your friends, all right, because somebody might have introduced you to us before we took our little break and we're back on now. As you notice, it's a different number. Tell a friend to tune in. If you know people that are having situations or if they need motivation, all right, to live, to do certain things differently, tell them to come here because that's what we do, all right? In the meantime, you have a blessed week, all right? And don't forget, August the 22nd, that webinar, go to GaryNull.com. Take the time and check out what the man is talking about. I'm trying to tell you guys. All right, it'll be very impactful. I'm trying to put you in the right direction. It's up to you if you want to travel down that road. You can only get better. You heard what the sister said. Lost 15 pounds, our dear brother Rashad. Once again, another feather in his cap. All right, check out my man Jay on Friday nights. See you next Saturday. And tell a friend and tell them to bring a friend to listen in. Check the link on my Facebook page, Forrest Nance. I'm about to put another video up soon, all right, an exercise video. For men 64, all right, and older or even younger that not exercising, let that be motivation. Peace and blessings to you out there, and I'll see you next Saturday. Forrest J. Nance, your host. Take care.
I love you.